All right, good morning. Welcome to the Bipolar Bear Podcast. Special guest today, Garrett Michael Conklin. Not really. Anyway, today's episode, we're going to talk about misery and how misery loves company. I got to tell you, so it's been my first week of working at a new job, and this job is not remote. It's in an office. And, you know, there's stress with any kind of new role. But the people have been really great. It's been a fun experience. I mean, I'm not super thrilled, like I said and have said a few times, about the ride. It's a little bit of a long drive. But, you know, it's not treacherous. It's not, you know, I mean, I'm sure it'll suck in the winter. But because we get a lot of snow out here in the below. And as you head into the south towns, that part of Western New York is greatly impacted by Lake Erie. They call it lake effect weather or lake effect rain or snow. And there's a lot of that. And where my office is located is in the South Towns. So I would imagine, like today, for example, I was driving and I was raining where I work and it was not raining where I live. So it's kind of the same thing. The weather is going to be different. I'm going to drive through conditions. So that's going to kind of suck. But I hope this turns out to be a good opportunity. That said, I am actually continuing to look at new opportunities as well, because I'm kind of a douchebag. And even though I have a situation, I guess I'm just... I don't know. I'm not super happy. You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure what my problem, and that's where this whole misery loves company thing is coming from, is that I really and truly have no idea what my problem is or really why I've come to be the way that I am. I'm not getting the whole, I don't know, I'm just not getting the reason why I feel the way that I do. I shouldn't feel that way. I mean, I have a good paying job. I should feel very fortunate, but something inside me is just not, it's just not right. I don't know what the problem is, but there's definitely a problem. And I guess my misery loves company means that I want to, you know, this is, you're my company. Myself and everybody else or anyone else that listens to the podcast is my company, because I just don't know what to feel anymore. You know, I mean, it doesn't seem to matter what I'm doing or where I'm doing it or how much money I'm making. It just... maybe I'm still in that depressive state. I don't know. I'm not really sure what the deal is, to be honest with you. I'm not really feeling it, though. I can say that. And as I look through and see the measly $161.37 that I've earned over the last month in music, for some reason, the fact that I see $29,064.22 as the total doesn't seem to mean as much, because I'm not making that kind of money anymore. I know that seems random, but it's just things like that. It's like, I cannot possibly see. I always felt that I was like a glass half full kind of person, but I would absolutely argue to the contrary at this point. I am definitely a glass half empty kind of guy. And that sucks, because I don't want to be. But in my mind, I just can't seem to catch that little break that I'm looking for that's going to make things right. The things that I really want to do don't seem to pan out for me. And it's so irritating, because I get so jealous of the people out there where that does happen for them. And things that they, you know, like the music, for example, works out very well for them. And, you know, they have success with it. I can't even be, you know, just genuinely and sincerely happy, because I'm so jealous of the fact that I don't have that success. I haven't realized that kind of success. It's really, really strange. I don't get it, man. Do you get it? Do you guys feel this way ever? Are any of you out there bipolar like me, manic depressive? Yeah, I just got an email that says, attached are the songs we would like you to perform with us on 10/16. There's also a chance of a venue change, so we'll keep you updated as it gets closer to the details, and the details are decided. So this is that band that I did some horn tracks for. They want me to play live with them somewhere in Buffalo next month. That'd be fun. Pretty fun, I guess, right? I mean, I don't know. I guess I just feel like Eeyore today. I'm just all melancholy and just feel like crap. I'm tired. Did I tell you? Oh, you know, I have this like acid reflux that can be super severe where I wake up choking to death, literally, on acid reflux. So it's like sort of throwing up a little bit while you're sleeping. It's definitely not a good condition. It burns the crap out of my throat, but more importantly, you wake up gasping for air because you're literally choking to death. So yeah, add that to the list of all the shit that I have going on and the problems that I have in my life. And you can hear how scratchy and shitty my voice sounds. It's because it had bile and emulsifying agents and whatever other crap is in your stomach. Because I had some hot sauce last night. I guess I shouldn't have had hot sauce and then gone to bed. Within a few hours of that, that was, I guess, a mistake, but now I get home late, so we eat dinner later, and anyway, that was a mistake. So I'm going to have to be a little more careful about what I eat and when I eat it. I mean, I should know, honestly. It never really happened from hot sauce before. It's usually from, like, super greasy food or really, lemon and lime, like if I have a margarita or something like that, it gives me like wicked, not noticeable heartburn, but I get this acid reflux, whatever that is. Oh, it's awful. Anyway, yeah, I woke up at about midnight, gasping for air, choking to death. I'm pretty exhausted as well. I'm looking forward to the weekend. And, you know, of course, now that I'm tired, it's like, well, what am I going to do? But nothing on the weekend. I'm not going to feel like doing shit. We have a peach festival that's out here in a little town called Lewiston, New York. So we'll probably go do that. And that's fun. I mean, that's a nice calm, just kind of walk around the park and get some peach treats. You know, it's nice. They have fresh peach, like whipped cream on them and peach pies and peach cobbler and all kinds of peach stuff. So we'll probably do that maybe Saturday, I would guess. That would be my expectation. But what really kind of put me over the top today is I got home and, you know, like I'd mentioned, I had a minor fender bender with my new car. So it's in the shop getting fixed. It'll be ready tomorrow. And so we have three other cars, right? So my son has a car, my daughter's car I put on the road yesterday, got all the plates, everything's all set up there. And my wife's car. So I had to take my wife's car to work because my car is in the shop. No big deal, right? There's still two other cars. Well, I guess my son had to work, so that leaves one car. So even with all the cars that we have, there was still somehow a snafu where my wife was not able to go running with her group of friends that she runs with, which is great. Good for her. Go do it. But I come home and somehow everything is on me. It's all my fault. I mean, good God, man. I mean, I literally can't catch a fucking break. No matter what I do, it's the same shit. There's always something that's my fault, my problem, I have to deal with. So everybody's all pissy. Everybody's got this crazy attitude. Man. The last thing I need when I come home, right? I mean, I've been... I don't know. It's just so irritating that I can't even come home to like anything positive. And then I get a bunch of emails yesterday saying a bunch of cryptocurrency that I bought didn't, they had an outage, so none of it went through. I mean, I wasn't charged for any of it, but I was a little pissed because the market was down. So I kind of wanted to, you know, have made these purchases because it was a good time to buy. But no, of course not. Why would that work in my favor? It's just, this is going to be a total bitch session, folks. So if this isn't what you're looking for, I don't have a lot of positive energy for you today. In fact, I have nothing but negative. I'm feeling really crappy, really down. I need a hug and I have no one to give me one. So, I mean, it's times like these that I just literally want to give up and just not be here anymore. It's just fucking awful. I mean, it makes me want to just break down. I mean, I feel so, I don't know. I just feel absolutely awful all the time. Even when I'm manic, I know that that's what it is now. It's like, you know, I'm high. Oh, I'm up. But yeah, it's like short-lived and it's not very fulfilling at all. It's just misery. Just keeps on coming back in waves. I don't know. I mean, I really just don't know what to do anymore. Feels like no matter what I do, it's the wrong thing every time. So why even bother? Ah, what a headspace I'm in these days, right? Sorry about that. I know this, I don't know if you look or listen to this and expect any kind of uplifting positivity, but you shouldn't because it ain't here. I just want to do nothing. I'm so sick of it all. Just so irritating. I have no one to share anything with. I have no one that really gives a fuck about anything. It's really, and maybe I'm just delusional. Maybe that's not really the case, but that's how I feel. And it, I guess I should be careful what I wish for with all the, you know, the bad things going on in the world. I could very easily get COVID and drop dead. That seems to be happening, unfortunately, to lots of people. All this Delta variant, now they're talking about how it's coming back and it's all the vaccinated people that are getting, you know, the breakthrough cases and going to the hospital and getting sick and everything. And from a stress perspective, I can say that I'm extremely run down. I don't know, man, is it really too much to ask for someone just to be nice to you and love you? And I mean, I don't understand why I don't have that in my life. I don't know what it is I did in a previous life or what I've done in this life to deserve this, but I'm really wallowing in my own self-pity at this point. I'm just so sick and tired of nobody giving a fucking shit about anything that has to do with me. And I don't need like constant reassurance, but I do need some. I do need some love. I need some attention, some caring. You know, I mean, I have a lot of fucking problems, man. I can't function all the time by myself without any help from anyone. And oftentimes I have to do more than often, like all the times I have to do damn near everything. I got to carry the load. I got to make all the money. I got to provide the insurance. I got to be the one that everybody can go to for answers. I mean, it's like, I'm just like so exhausted from everything. And it's just destroying me as a person. And I wish I could just go live in a fucking tent somewhere and just take my flugelhorns and that would be the end of it. I'd just be done. But of course I can't because I need health insurance and I need all this crap or I'm going to die. And, you know, it's yay me. I'm just in such a weird, vicious cycle that I can't seem to get out of it. It's really, really depressing, man. Really depressing. I don't know if you have days like this or you ever feel like this in your life, but I sure hope you don't, because this ain't where it's at, man. This is not the kind of experience that you want to have each and every day of these. You know, I mean, life is precious. It should be a great day every day, not these. Like dreading coming home. I mean, it's just, I don't know, man. I'm just in a toxic situation, and that's not your fault. It's my own fault. I can't blame anyone but myself for the situation that I'm in, and I don't really know what to do about it. Everyone just says, whoa, just leave. Yeah, it's not quite that easy. At least in my mind, it doesn't seem like it would be. And quite frankly, I mean, I like my house. I don't want to leave. I like it here. I worked hard for all of this stuff. I don't want to walk away from it. That's so unfair. Why is that what I have to do? And I've talked to my counselor about this before, and she's like, well, sometimes you got to bite the bullet and you just got to, you know, take it in stride and just move. I'm like, why the fuck does everybody else not have to do that? Why is it me that has to do that? Why can't someone bend for me once? Someone make a concession for me? No, I just get yelled at and made to feel terrible, and there's no love, there's no emotion, there's no physicality, there's just nothing in my life anymore. Maybe there never was. Who knows? I mean, I'm ridiculed for doing this. This is like therapy for me, and I get made fun of for doing it. At least when I was home working from home and I would take my lunch break and I would do these on my lunch, you know, my wife wasn't here 90% of the time, so I didn't have to listen to the ridicule. But now that I have to do it at night when I get home from work, I have to listen to people making fun of me and tell me what a fucking idiot I am and how stupid it is and what a way, well, go do your podcast. But I guess, you know, running is a much more well-respected thing to do with your time. And that's much better. You know, that's not meaningless in every possible way. But that's not where I live. I live in a house where everything that I do is wrong and everything that someone else does is fine. And I really don't know how to shut that part of me off emotionally, because it just turns into anger. And I get very frustrated and mad and rage out and just snap at everybody, because I come home and I'm already at 100% capacity and then everybody's kicking me. So it's just, I can't take it. And what's the saddest is something's going on with my youngest daughter, and she is by far in the worst shape I've ever seen her. But she is so miserable all the time and just lashes out and fires back and just starts all kinds of shit all the time. And I don't really know why. I mean, it's not helping anything, that's for darn sure. So I don't know what's going on there, but she won't talk to me. So, I mean, it's like I have to give up on everything and everyone. It's a real mess, man. It really, really is. I'm just so blah right now. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I'm apologizing to the 3.5 listeners that I have and declining. I mean, I think the episode I put up the last couple of days, I've had like 3 listens, so maybe I listen to my own podcast more than I think I do. Or they just suck horribly and nobody wants to listen to me whine and complain all the time. I honestly think, though, that the last couple, one, the evolution, there was some really cool stuff in that one, and transfer of consciousness. Man, I thought that was some pretty cool stuff. But once again, nobody gives a fucking shit about what I have to say and nobody listens to it. You know, you would think that at this point in my life, I would have opportunities where people would like realize that I have something unique to offer. Yet that never happens. No one ever sees it that way. I'm just this misfit that never fits in anywhere. Everything starts off okay or good, and then it just gradually, or in some cases more expediently, just kind of diminishes to the point where it's nearly intolerable on both sides. I mean, that was my last role that I just couldn't work for those people anymore. It was so bad. And, you know, to some degree, I feel somewhat vindicated, because the gentleman that I'm replacing in the current position that I have now worked for my previous company for 10 years. And I only worked there for about 18 months, 16, 17, something like 18 months, something like that. So this guy, holy cow, did he have stories. Since, you know, on his exit, for the last, you know, this Friday is his last day at the current, where I work now. But yesterday we had a nice sit down and, you know, just ended up going into stories about this other place that we both worked at. And boy, the stories he was telling me were far worse than the stories and the experiences that I've had. So I feel vindicated in the sense that I was just in an enormously toxic environment and it had been like that for decades. Like fist fights, just crazy shit. People that are alcoholics, just all kinds of stories that I never knew. All kinds of crazy stuff that went on there, illegal stuff that went on there. Just unreal. You know, and I'm like, wow, I guess I really didn't have it nearly as bad as you did. And this guy was he seems like a really nice guy. I mean, it's not like he was some kind of asshole or something. He seemed like a real down to earth. I mean, I think that he and I would have worked very well together. So I took, you know, I'm taking what he's saying and based on my own experiences there, it's like, wow, it's been a mess there for a long, long time. And the same clowns that are there now were there then, obviously. So it's, not like anything's improved. So I wish that company nothing but failure. I hope they go out of business. And sorry to anyone that still works there, but fuck everyone there. I hate that place. I hate everyone there. You're all a bunch of fucking lying sacks of shit. And I'm so glad that I'm not there. I can't even express how glad that I am that I'm not there. If you listen to any of these episodes, it's all I did was complain about it. It was awful. And, you know, now I feel like, okay, it wasn't just me. I mean, I'm sure I contributed to things without question. I mean, nobody's perfect, of course. And I'm sure I've made mistakes and said the wrong things. But to listen to stories about how this has been going on for 10, 15, 20 years, I don't feel so bad about why I wasn't able to make the thing turn around, because nobody will be able to. They're going to attract the same kind of person that they've always attracted there, and it's going to just perpetuate the misery that is that company for as long as it's viable financially and stays open. What a joke. So, you know, at least I'm in a better place there, but I don't know. I'm having a down day, man. I'm having a shitty day. I'm having a tough time with it. I just don't feel like, you know what the problem is? I don't feel like anything I do matters. It doesn't mean shit. I mean, I feel like this podcast is more meaningful than anything I do throughout the day, even though I make a good living doing something else. It doesn't feel meaningful. I just feel like it's a bunch of BS. It's just a waste of time. You know, I spend 10 hours of my day doing something I don't want to do. And, you know, to come home and have 2 hours, even when I was working from home, it's still 8 hours a day or more doing something you're not really super passionate about or, you know, really into. It's like, well, why am I doing this? Why do I have to keep doing this? It's just awful. I don't know if you know, like I said, I don't know if you guys have that same kind of experience or feeling or. It's miserable. Really is, man. Really, really, really is. I don't know. It's just not my thing anymore, I guess. I know that at one point I used to have passion for what I did. I really do. But shit is gone. Just gone. She's gone. Whoa. That was a Hall & Oates little jam there for you. Sorry about that. So, yeah. So nothing to report on the ACX front. So I'm not doing any new books anytime soon, it seems. I haven't auditioned for anything anyway. My voice is just shot. My throat's so sore. I'm sure this thing sounds atrocious, even through my wonderful SM7B Shure microphone. This dynamic mic is so awesome. I really do love how it sounds through this. Like, any voice sounds great through this thing. It's just great. And I have a really shitty sounding voice because it's so scratchy and raspy, but even my voice, I think, sounds pretty good in this mic. But hey, what do I know? So what did you guys think? I mean, nobody's really said anything. I haven't heard from anyone on social media or anything, but what did you guys think of those last two episodes? I really was into that concept of transcending and, you know, artificial intelligence being like you know, the dawn of a new human being and the new form of existence. And I think that's pretty cool stuff. I mean, I'm definitely not intelligent enough to be able to pull any of that off, but it really does make me wonder why some of the people that are doing the things they're doing are actually doing the things they're doing. You know, it's like, what? Wouldn't we try to make things better? I mean, are we still so arrogant to think that a bipod is the way that things should be? I mean, everything has to be made in the likeness of a human being. That's so arrogant. I mean, we also say that, you know, we're made in the image of God, so maybe it isn't arrogant if God looked like a human being. But again, I have a real tough time with that. I feel a lot closer to some alien life form or some extraterrestrial that came from somewhere else, plopped us here or spliced us with primates or some, you know, primitive man, something, and created what we are today and gave us this gift and curse at the same time. I wonder if they're watching right now. I've often asked the aliens to come back and get me. And, you know, I'm not even opposed to an anal probing. I would be okay with that. But it would be pretty interesting to go through an abduction, I think. That would be maybe terrifying, right? Maybe. But, I mean, life-altering in the sense that I don't know that I'd have this burning desire like so many people that claim that this has happened to them do, where they have to tell everyone about it and try to convince you that it's real. Maybe it's such a traumatic experience for people that, you know, that's how they deal with it. But why is it that that's something even like that can't happen to me? I mean, like I've said, you know, in an earlier episode, I mentioned I have the all-seeing eye on my chest with a pyramid with light emanating from it. And then underneath I have in Latin, the word Iblis, which is the devil. And even that hasn't enabled me to get to where I'm trying to go or have anything exciting and outrageous happen to me. I guess I'm just miserable that I'm just some loser. And that's a really disappointing thing for me to have to come to terms with and realize that I'm not special. I'm not unique. People aren't interested in me. Nothing I do matters. Nothing I'm going to do will last. Yeah, I'm really struggling with that. I have a real problem with that. And I don't know that I guess we all think we're special in some way, right? But I don't know. I guess I really just don't have anything that I think I have to offer. You know, other people have not, you know, I've been at this for a pretty long time. You know, the entertainment side of things, music, you know, podcasting's fairly new, but, you know, the way the radical thinking and you know, the things that I've said and done have yielded me nothing. And I don't quite understand why that is. I don't know what it is I'm doing wrong. But obviously I'm doing something wrong because I'm not getting any results. I wonder if I'm just repeating myself in some cyclical pattern where I think I'm trying new things and failing fast, but really all I'm doing is the same shit over and over again. And that's why there's no different result, because I'm actually not doing anything different. Each iteration is really the same as the last. I don't know. I feel super introverted these days. I mean, I guess it's nice to be around some people, but really it's there's only one person that I really vibed with in a meaningful way. And, you know, that's how it works with me, is like, I know almost instantaneously when I get along. I don't know if that's an Aries thing, or I don't know what that is, or if it's a Garrett thing, who knows. But when I vibe with somebody, it is instantaneous. Like, and I'm not saying this is love or something, like, I don't mean it that way. I mean, it's just like, you just know. I don't know. It's just a thing. Like, there's just one person that I've just clicked with, and it was from literally the first sentence. Just everything was easy. Everything felt right. Everything just flowed. We kind of like finished each other's sentences. We were thinking and saying the same things. And oddly enough, we're like 20 years difference in age. I wonder if I've never, like, I never grew up really. I wonder if that's something that's, is that a thing? Like, you know, I'm just a big little boy. I mean, you know, I'm an adult, obviously, but, you know, my mindset is not that of a 50-year-old person. I'm not dead in that way, even though this entire podcast is, would make you believe that I'm already dead. It's not, that's not really what I mean, though. I'm not sure how to articulate this. It's not really a tangible thing. It's just a feeling. But I don't know, maybe age has nothing to do with it. But, you know, there's just one person. And that's how I am with all the people in my life that I've ever really had meaningful relationships with. We just knew. It was just, there was just that vibe. And it's funny because, I mean, sad to say, I mean, I don't think that feeling has ever existed between my wife and I. We didn't really know each other for very long before we got pregnant. And we, you know, we were friends and everything seemed fine, but I don't know that what we were doing was one of those kind of like, you just know when you look into someone's eyes that they're someone you can match with. And I don't even mean physically. I mean, I don't mean like an intimate relationship. I just mean like a, not an intimate sexual relationship, but just an intimate relationship where you just understand each other. It's just a weird, and you know, you can't really talk about that because then it becomes this awkward, like, well, what are you, some kind of weirdo? And maybe I'm wrong. I mean, maybe this is totally one-sided and this other person doesn't think this way. Wouldn't that be a conundrum? Yep. Word of the day. Got it in there. Yes, I did. But that would be something, right? I mean, if I feel like we vibe and get along and the other person's just saying it because I'm their supervisor, that's a very real possibility. God, I mean, is it possible for me ever not to think of the negative shit? I can't even enjoy that moment because I'm stuck on, it's totally fake. There's no way that that's real all the way around. That doesn't exist. I've been battered and abused, oh, poor me, right? For so long, without that there's no possible way that that could be real. I've never had that in my life before. I can honestly say that I don't know that anyone that I've ever been actually loved me. Fuck, that's so depressing. Yikes. So it's like, well, what was it all for? I wouldn't take any of it back. I mean, I have my three kids. I love them no matter how they feel about me or how they turn out or, you know, whatever happens there. That doesn't change how I feel about them and that I would, of course, want them in my life and want them to exist. But I mean, how is it that I went all this time and never found the one? Fuck, that's so depressing and disappointing. What a letdown. That really sucks. It sucks to have to say it out loud even more, but you know me. Why wouldn't I share all of my feelings with everybody? Yeah, all six of you. I hope that's not, I hope that doesn't come off as a, what's the word? An insult to anyone that listens to this podcast, because I absolutely don't mean it. I'm just stating a fact. There's very few people that listen to this podcast, so it's not an overly large audience. So it's when I say things like, oh yeah, everyone listening, it's like, yeah, who's actually listening? Very, very small number of people. So it's really me that's listening to this, and this is going to be a tough episode to get through for sure, because whatever mood I'm in when I listen to this next, when I listen back, is going to make me feel pretty freaking shitty, I'll tell you that. Maybe I'll skip this one. Maybe I won't listen back on this. This will just be like it'll just be a glitch. And the Bobs will have fixed the glitch. So it'll just work itself out on its own. All right, I think I've had about enough. I can't imagine you want to listen to any more wallowing in an episode. So I'm going to go at this point. And as always, I do appreciate your patronage and your support. and your listenership. And I hope you have had a better week than I did this week, even though I was hoping this was going to be an outstanding week. It seems like it's kind of coming to a head here, and I hope tomorrow isn't some final day of disaster or something awful like that. So hopefully everything will work out, and then I can go through the weekend, and maybe the peaches will cheer me up. We'll see. I'll let you know. I'll keep you posted on that later on. Okay, well, I'm going to sign off for now. Wish me luck. Talk to you soon. Bye.